This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio Network.
Facebook is announcing that all pro-America Christian information will be banned. They're calling it fake news. That's the Hill. This is why racketeering lawsuits are needed. It's why you've got to hand share articles from NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com yourself. The war is only intensifying. We're beginning to win. So the enemy's panicking. Joseph in Dallas, thanks for holding. We'll go to Sam and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Joseph.
Yes. I want to publicly rebuke Joel Osteen with his massive megachurch shrine that's just sitting there open. Osteen, get off your $25 million house. Get down there. Start helping people. We got 500,000 people sick and injured all around.
What is it? I mean, is Osteen not helping people? Well, maybe he'll just positively, he'll be positive like Oprah with The Secret, and then they'll all just be given houses. They don't need the church.
It's a joke. We're tired of them. And you know what? Gary Cohen, you went into Fort Knox. We know there's no gold there. President Trump, fire the generals. Fire Cohen. Bring in Dr. Steve Pachenik. Run the operation.
Okay, Joseph, I understand you're mad. Specifically, is Joel Osteen's megachurch, I guess that's on higher ground, is that being used as a refugee center? It should be.
Absolutely. It's a massive complex.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's a joke. He's totally for himself. His stupid smile is a joke. We see him with his massive book deals. It's a joke. Be like Jesus, Joel Osteen. You want to see a real prophet? Go to Shekinah River Ministries, Facebook. S-H-E-K-I-N-A.
But the Lord said, give me all the money and then it'll be good. And magic. Look, you know, in a way, I like the positive thinking overall, because being positive will get people out of their victimhood. So I'm kind of mixed on Osteen because, you know, he is going to be able to be positive. I don't like the part about that magically, you know, this is all going to happen for you. What did Joel Osteen say about the hurricane response?
Nothing. He's hiding in his massive compound with his...
Well, I don't know. The heavy reports, he did say something. I appreciate your call, Joseph. Can we scroll down so I can see what he actually said? Victoria and I are praying for everyone affected by the Hurricane Harvey. Please join us as we pray for the safety of our Texas friends and family. Give people grace to change. Don't judge their whole life for one season, one mistake. There's a simple praise you have to get down in your spirit. God's got it. So there's nothing about getting the church to go out and volunteer with people? That's not a good idea. I was already trying to get names of churches we can give to. Jesus promises peace through passing understanding. That peace when it doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense for Joel Osteen to not be saying his church is going to be a refugee, or an emergency center.
Well, his complex in Houston is massive. It's right off one of the major interstates there. Zimmerman, being from Houston, he would obviously have better details on that when he comes on with David Knight later to tell you if it's flooded or not. I don't know if Joseph knows if it's flooded or not.
But that makes sense if they're trying to get people to higher ground.
But his complex is massive. I mean,
but is it above water?
Well, even if the water was 25 feet, I mean, it's like a 4-story complex. I don't know what the situation is at his complex.
There it is. I know. It says, will you be opening up your church to victims of Hurricane Harvey? I guess people are asking.
Yeah. So I'm assuming he's just not responded to anybody on that. So I don't know if his complex is underwater or not.
Why I love callers, because the caller didn't say anything about that. He said part of rescue efforts. I don't screen calls, but he brought up a good point. Joel Osteen, I was just reading one of his books last week. I said, you know, I'm not just going to say bad things about the guy, which I really haven't. But I know it's name and claim and stuff. But I said, let me actually read it. And I got partway through it. Yeah, Osteen has not tweeted yet today, nor has he responded to harsh criticism that he has received. So, you know, there's the name of this segment. Will Joel Osteen open up his megachurch for people flooded in Houston is the tweet. Well, he'll say just magically pray and a floating city in the sky will appear and float down. No, God gave his father and then him the providence and the responsibility and the stewardship to at least talk to local government and others and see if he's high and dry to be able to then use that as a staging center or a place to help people, which is what you always use churches in a hurricane.
Yeah, especially with Osteen, who has a huge, I mean, he's got a huge following. He could have
But they might track mud in on the floor.
Oh, and then they got new carpets.
And then that would cut in on the little glitter bug things. I'm the perfect person, and so's my wife. And if you just imagine everything's fine, it'll be good.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some of the most devastatingly insane news we've ever covered. For weeks, there was a conservative patriot prayer meeting set for San Francisco outside Berkeley that was supposed to be about unison, coming together, and loving God. And Nancy Pelosi has announced she's very pleased that it got shut down over the weekend. The mayor has said they're very pleased. These are really evil people. I've been watching the footage today, and it is mind-blowing. I was watching some of the show this morning when David Knight, who hosts his own transmission, The Real News with David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, syndicated radio, TV, right before I'm on. And he was covering all this, but I'd missed the part where Pelosi, the congresswoman for the area, and the mayor of San Francisco praised the footage. Now, it's hard for me to watch this footage, but if you're a radio listener, it's Christians being chased down and beaten with clubs and with bike locks, basically maces, and hospitalized, and just meth heads in black basically beating the living hell out of them. And then I've got the Daily Mail, the Times of London, Christian child forced into Muslim foster care, 5-year-old girl, a native Briton, speaks English, The Muslims wear burqas. The CPS workers are Muslims. They take you. They bring you to Muslims. They rip her chain off. They tell you Christ isn't real, and the UK is going to fall to Islam. And they put a burqa on their head. And then the girl begs the other social workers who are Muslims, and they laugh at her. This is mainstream news. So it's anti-Christian. So you have to understand, they sit there, and when some ne'er-do-well, probably a Democrat, led by former Democrats, Obama folks with Black Lives Matter and with Occupy, leading the white supremacist group, one person runs over to a poor young woman. And they project that onto all libertarians, all conservatives, all Christians. CNN says all Trump voters are white supremacists. So then a Christian group goes out to have a prayer rally, and they are beaten, and the police stand down savagely and viciously trying to ignite a civil war. Let's roll some of that footage with audio from the helicopter and from buildings that you guys were playing last segment. I want to roll some of this footage here. And again, this is there's no audio on this particular one. And they are just beating people, ganging up, men and women, ganging up on lone individuals and just beating them in a wanton, savage, brown shirt Nazi operation. You talk about Nazi having the SPLC that's got a bunch of lawsuits filed against it by mainline Christian groups, having them banned off Amazon, having them banned from commerce with blacklist beyond any communist blacklist of the 50s where you can't write in Hollywood as a screenwriter. We're talking about banned from commerce, banned from Amazon. Next it'll be banned from you name it. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi, a fellow Democrat, Representative San Francisco, called the planned rally a white supremacist event, the conservative prayer rally. So all conservative, libertarian, or pro-American speech is now hate, and you deserve to be attacked. People dressed like Captain America, people dressed like Che Guevara, people dressed in Star Wars rebel outfits. Again, they have real-life action drama, LARPers, I guess you call them. They now don't go to fields to fight with each other with rubber sticks and swords. They take real sticks, right, and they beat you almost to death or to death. So the LARPers, the live-action gaming folks, now have a target. They pour urine on people, feces, and the conservatives take it. And then they kick them to the ground and then savagely beat them and wearing masks. And it's white guys screaming, F you, white male, F you, Nazi. Because most of them, I guess, were brought up racist or whatever, so this is their great coming of age, attacking people. I've got three more calls I'm going to take, and then turn over to David Knight, who's already done yeoman's work today, hosting 3 hours. David, this is incredible.
You know, one thing I want to say, Alex, is that the mayor of San Francisco, his name is Ed Lee. Now, that's a racist name if I've ever seen one. His last name is Lee, and his first initial is E. This guy should be removed from office. But
ESPN is removing Asians with the name Lee.
That's what I was referring to. Yeah, Robert Lee. They said, actually, it was, I think it was Reuters or the Associated Press that came out and said, had two tweets about Robert Lee, the broadcaster for ESPN, being removed from the University of Virginia football game broadcast. And they said his namesake, Robert E. Lee. And then they went in the second tweet. They said he was the doppelganger of Robert E. Lee. No, he's Asian. He's a young Asian guy. So anyway, this mayor.
Yeah, Robert's Lee, common. Lee's common.
Yeah, it's one of the most common Asian names you can find.
So now, if anybody's named Jones, they always say, Bruce I'm Lee. Jim Jones because yeah, of Jim Bruce Jones.
Lee. Yeah, exactly. So this is the insanity. And of course, Lynch. We've had multiple buildings have the name Lynch removed from them because that could cause people distress. I guess we should have used that to remove Loretta Lynch from the Obama administration.
They're taking down Martin Luther King statues and murals because he didn't talk about trannies. They weren't even, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like if you didn't talk about something, you're bad.
Well, let me tell you what Ed Lee, the mayor of San Francisco, said. You just saw those videos of them chasing and beating people. People in black clothing, black masks, over 100 of them broke through the lines and attacked stragglers who were there. For the most part, the event was shut down. They couldn't find enough conservatives, so they started attacking the police after a while. But you saw them beating the conservatives, even as they come in, carrying no hate signs. And the mayor said they made sure the themes of love and compassion dominated over hate speech. What lies.
This is as Facebook announces we're going to be banned. This is out today. They're going to block basically all conservative, all libertarian, all pro-Trump news. They say if third-party groups list it from, it says Facebook is blocking pages that post fake news stories from buying ads as part of its efforts to curb hoax articles on its platform. The company announced on Monday it would prevent Facebook pages public. See, what happens is if you don't buy some ads on Facebook, they don't let you spread your stuff. The company announced on Monday they'll prevent Facebook pages, public profiles, and brands, celebrity groups, businesses, and other institutions that repeatedly share news marked as false by the SPLC that runs it, by third-party fact-checkers from advertising on its platform. And then it just goes on. The crackdown, the total takeover is here. We've got a false suit.
Alex, we just celebrated our one-week anniversary of Real News, and in that time, today I just learned that YouTube has age-restricted my video talking about the fact that talking to kindergartners about transgender issues should be age-restricted. I said, the title of the video was Pedophile Government Grooms Kindergartners, because what they're doing is trying to pretend that these kindergartners who were alarmed by this.
They're sexualizing children. Imagine if a man or woman walked up and talked to your five-year-old in a park about sex. It would be absolutely an arrestable offense.
Yes.
But, if it's done in the name of openness, that's how sick this is. And, hey, Ron Paul is having his channel banned.
Exactly.
That's been announced.
So the irony is that when I talk about the
fact... That's hate, by the way.
Yeah, when I talk about the fact that you should not be talking about this to kindergartners because it's not age-appropriate, they age-restricted my video, even though there's nothing in there that goes even above...
But don't they understand that we're not going to be intimidated and it's going to make us work harder and our listeners are going to support us and we've got a lot of affiliates getting ready to pick up your show? That's why I got it for close to the end of the year, because they usually have a contract. So most contracts with Clear Channel and others are a year. So... we're getting our affiliate relations guy told me he's had more than 70 of my 200 plus affiliates say, we like David Knight, we like what we hear, send us more, give us more info, we're looking at picking it up. So usually people have a show for years locally before it gets syndicated. Out of the gates is what you've done here and everywhere else. We have got close to 70 stations saying we're seriously looking at picking up David Knight. So very, very exciting.
That's great. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And when you're talking about Ron Paul, Julian Assange tweeted this out, and he said, this is economic censorship. And that's precisely what is happening with the big tech companies.
Nobody's more genteel.
Yeah.
No one is less hateful. No one is more on target. No one is more Obi-Wan Kenobi. So right. Obi-Wan Kenobi isn't allowed to have a YouTube channel. That's where you people have gone.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane, isn't it? And then in the meantime, we've got people like Zuckerberg at Facebook talking, dropping hints that he may be running for political office. We've got Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple Computer, is making the rounds in Iowa and Ohio, talking about politics.
Yeah, now the new media magnates are going to become not just the kings of their billion-person armies, now over you, and they're going to censor you politically. Used to, you couldn't own your own media empire and run for office. Now they're saying, we own our own multimedia empires, and we're not going to let you have any speech on the soapbox, and then we're going to game it, and we're going to break down the borders and bring in the third world populations and take full control while we're tax-exempt and cause race and social war. I want to go to Brad and HB. The other caller had great points but just hung up, but I appreciate them holding so long. Brad in Louisiana, then we're going to go to HB. Go ahead, Brad.
I'm sorry you have to endure this natural disaster, but I'd be remiss to fail to remind everyone in your area, being from Louisiana and having been through these things, that it's not over yet, and still be on the lookout for more rain and this thing to come back. And as you do, you will notice that the people who are demonized to the greatest extent, in particular the Christians, will be those people who show up and who will be there to feed, clothe, and house everyone and minister to them emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually.
Well, it's like David was saying earlier during the break, you didn't hear him because he wasn't on air. Yeah, people criticizing Holstein for not offering food or saying, use my church, whatever. It will be the little churches everywhere with the people just showing up with the food and actually feeding even the cops. Go ahead.
Right. That's what we saw in North Carolina. As a matter of fact, one of my sons won a U.S. and Canadian contest by talking about the difference between two responses to disasters in North Carolina. One of them was a major event on the coast, and FEMA got involved. Very heavy-handed, and a lot of people were suffering with that On the other hand, close to where we lived, there was a tornado that devastated several communities, but it wasn't big enough to get the federal government involved. What happened there was churches opened up their parking lot.
And back then, Obama didn't help people.
That's right.
Skip this break.
And massive amounts of food to these church parking lots, and they distributed it to people. All of this voluntary, none of it coordinated by government. Government's only involvement there was for the police to go in and cordon off areas where power lines had gone down. That's the appropriate
use. And that's what they're supposed to do. Let me just say, Austin got hit by high winds. There, Rob Dew had a big tree in front of his house. They were there in 1 hour cutting it up. Power lines down. Cops there in 5 minutes. Firefighters in 20 working. And we haven't been hit that hard. 40 hours straight. That's good services.
That's right.
That's hard work. Risking their lives. And again, Trump didn't come in here with FEMA and take over. He got out of everybody's way.
Yeah, but FEMA on the coast, and this event that he's talking about, they went in and they blocked volunteers from coming in and helping people.
Because that was Obama.
Coming in. Because everything had to go through them. They wouldn't have let, exactly. That was the Obama approach. That was also the approach of George W. Bush's administration.
Notice how different Trump is?
Yeah.
This is the best response ever, though.
That's good. That's good. But that's what, when I look at the responses, Alex, and they're talking to Ted Cruz and other people, we've got to get past this idea that everything needs to go through Washington.
No, I agree. How good is Trump?
Yeah.
I'm not discussing Trump's.
Absolutely.
Trump said, we're waiting, whatever help you need, we're out of it.
Yeah. But the media is pushing this up. What is Trump doing? It's like the best thing he can do, as you're pointing out, is to get out of the way and let volunteers help each other in the community. That's what he's doing. That's a great thing. And they're keeping
it. Which shows his inherent smarts.
Yeah, exactly.
How is some guy from FEMA going to know what the hell to do? Let the police departments, the sheriff's departments help and work with the locals and everybody get out of the way and let it happen.
That's right.
The cops deal with the looters.
That's right. Local cops, local firefighters working with local churches and volunteers and people who are shipping in food from the outside. That's what needs to happen, and that's what often doesn't happen when the federal government gets involved with FEMA.
It's amazing. Brad, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I've had the honor of being deployed with the Austin Disaster Relief Network on two major disaster relief efforts as a ham operator in those instances, one in Texas and one in Denham Springs, Louisiana, during the Great Flood. And I want everyone to know that what you, Alex, have said about the incident command system of FEMA is exactly correct. That it is designed to work from the lowest level to the government. It happens locally. When that's overwhelmed, it moves up, moves up, moves up, moves up until the governor has to. Hello?
You're on air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Until the governor has to ask for assistance from the FEMA agency. And then FEMA will come in.
And that's why the governor, Abbott was calling the mayor going, dude, are you at least going to tell folks to get out of low water areas?
You might not have gotten any help at all without Abbott from the federal government. This guy, this mayor, is such an idiot. I'm sorry to say it that way, but Scripture says it best. Showing themselves as wise, they prove themselves to be fools. And they just want the authority with no responsibility and a big paycheck and not be accountable, and it's not going to be that way.
And that's it. Globalists and their minions and this modern narcissistic sickness, people want to pretend they're something instead of the responsibility that comes with it.
Yeah, I think the key thing that government can do is give us as honest as they can to the best information that they have. Tell us what is coming. And once they make a decision, because there's other stuff on the other side of this, they've had cases where they evacuated people and that caused people to die. So I understand that it's a difficult decision for people to make. But the key thing is that we can think on our own. We can take actions on our own. They need to advise us. They need to give us the appropriate information. But people need to accept some responsibility. If they choose not to evacuate, then they need to be able to take that responsibility themselves. So this is a disaster. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. And I'm not going to second guess what they do. I just hope that we have the flexibility that we allow people who are in that area to help to not be shut down by a heavy.
Sure. Well, I mean, I've just covered disasters, and I guess I've been involved in some aid, but nothing, mainly just sending things and, helping us in local churches before. But I just knew that the way FEMA works, it goes from the top, from the bottom up. That's the way it's supposed to work. So what Bush did and Obama's done is basically ass backwards, as they say.
Yeah, from top down.
So now this mayor standing down and being partisan, for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. Has made this a lot worse. Thank you, Brad. Let's talk to HB. HB is in FEMA Region 4. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to comment about this weather. It looks like it's being manipulated down there like Katrina and Sandy was. Geoengineering Watch, you know, is a good place to go for that. But this is like the storm that hit Nashville and flooded Opryland a few years ago. The storm system just set out west of town about 3 days and dumped 17 inches of rain on there. But then they've been doing that since Vietnam, you know, so don't think that they can't manipulate.
Well, that is on the media will say I'm saying this was staged. I'm not saying that. But it is on the Weather Channel. I've interviewed Ben Livingston and the top experts. They could take a clear sky in one day with like 14 airplanes, have it rain 10 feet of water and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got those technologies, and that's what earlier callers were saying is, why don't we use the technologies to kill it out in the Gulf? I mean, you can't say one way or the other. Here's the problem, though. Trump is so blocked off from government, and they are ignoring him and all the agencies. It's so rogue because they don't want him to find out all the stuff they are doing.
Yeah, yeah. They keep him sequestered and firewalled from the information.
What do you think, David? I mean, it is weird how these storms go. They just sit over a city. Like they're moving around doing it, and they go, oh, I'll just stay right here.
Yeah, it is very unusual, and they said it's if it's as natural.
They said it's the worst ever.
Yeah, this is
it. So it is unusual at HB.
Very, very unusual. And we know that they're doing geoengineering. Look, they have geoengineering conferences, and they talk about the fact we need to use our capability to control the weather. The only question is, who gets to adjust the thermostat? So they're not even saying that it is. And we know that there was a weather treaty back in the late 1970s. So they said, we're not going to use this as a weapon. And as you
but we can do it for research purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, the breakaway civilization has this. It doesn't want us to know. We've gotten the president in there to find out what's going on. They're like, sir, don't look behind the curtain. You stay over there and shut up.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to cover when we come back is more and more. I'm going to go back to you in a minute, HB. I mean, Tillerson's like, well, I'm not with Trump, basically. And, Cohen's bad-mouthing him. And then reportedly, he's like, Trump's confronting him behind the scenes. He's like, okay, I've gotten rid of everybody you said you wanted gone now. Do your job. You know, it's really coming to a head.
And it's about time because I think at this point, Trump realizes that he's not going to be able to work with these people. They're not like the people that he's worked with in business. These are people with a political agenda. It is a religion to them. They're not going to cooperate. They will burn down the country.
It's about their power over everybody.
Exactly.
They get the life extension. They get the weather modification. Yeah. They get the data to spy on you. They get over the horizon predictive computer programming. They get the surveillance grid. They get to force inoculate you. They get to tell your kids what they're going to be. They get to sexualize your children. They get to play God. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
HB?
Hello?
Okay. You're done, HB?
No. I didn't know you were coming back, so I thought I was going to wait till the break.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
Oh, okay. Go to the first episode. Do you ever watch Tales of Wells Fargo with Dale Robertson?
No, I don't watch a lot of TV, I'll be honest.
Well, it's an old Western, but from back in the 60s. The very first episode, they showed it again the other night, and there was chemtrails crossing each other behind them. They've been putting chemtrails in these old black and white Westerns. And one more thing, I want to thank you for discussing 9/11 and all the unknown weapons technology they used. And I'm calling from Knoxville, and I saw the other day where our mayor, Madeline Ruggiero, wants Knoxville to be a sanctuary city, and we have to fight it. Good job, guys.
And again, I can't go to Mexico and have a sanctuary city for me. It's all about bankrupting things. God bless you. Well, here's what's happened. People have these debates with me about geoengineering. They go, Alex, jets have always left condensation trails. It's crystals, ice crystals. And I go, yeah, I know that. And there was a Nobel Prize in 1992 for coming up with a plan to, quote, protect the Earth's atmosphere, adding barium salts and things to the jet fuel. Now NASA admits the atmosphere is 20%+ darker. There is manipulation. I'm not having this fake debate where I'm saying there's no such thing as condensation trails. I know that. They admit there's giant secret weather modification programs going on. David Knight, you're taking over. You got a ton to cover when he comes back. Great job to the crew. We're going to have other live reports throughout the evening. So much more to cover, but a really dangerous precedent in San Francisco with them just beating the hell out of people, big mobs beating people up, and Pelosi praising it. and the news calling, look how peaceful we are, and we break your jaw. And so cowardly to watch this.
You know, it's full spectrum, Alex, because we've got this type of violence on the street to stop anybody from talking on the street, while we've got our corporate masters shutting down the monetization of any free speech on the Internet. It's full spectrum.
Our listeners can stop them. They can support our local affiliates. They can pick up David Knight and the Real News. They can pick up our show, and they can buy our products. 45% off X2, 50+% off. Never done
57.
57% off on the Supermail. Just look, we're committed. We're going to win. This censorship never works in history. They're going to fail. Just stay the course. God bless you all. Infowarsstore.com. But whatever you do, send our articles and videos out right now by hand in your email. Just get aggressive. Hang up flyers in town. Get aggressive.
We're
call C-SPAN. Call. Just call Talk Radio. Fight. Fight. Fight.
Alex
fight.
Jones,
they
want to
shut
GCN
you up because
Radio
you're effective.
Network.
We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this last half hour. I want to take a look at what Rex Tillerson did on Fox News with Chris Wallace. I think it's absolutely amazing. And, of course, there's been a lot of pushback against President Trump over the weekend after the pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And by the way, he's going to be on our show tomorrow with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones radio show tomorrow. I'm not sure which hour he's going to be on, but between 11 and 2 Central Time, we're going to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And, of course, over the weekend, we had Paul Ryan and John McCain attack President Trump for pardoning Sheriff Joe, saying this violates the rule of law. Well, what violated the rule of law was the way that he was prosecuted, or I should say persecuted, by this judge who came after him for criminal contempt but refused to give him a jury trial. As a matter of fact, even charged him with the wrong crime so they could refuse to give him a jury trial. It was a total kangaroo court. And whether or not you agree with Sheriff Joe on this issue, on immigration, and of course, right now we have the Trump administration talking about how they're going to partner with sheriff departments throughout Texas and other states to help them to enforce immigration law. We had Obama and this judge saying, no, you're not going to enforce the law. And if you enforce the law, I'm going to put you in jail. That's what we saw here. And you're not going to have a jury trial either. That kind of miscarriage of justice should result in the pardon. That's why Trump should pardon next. He should pardon the people who are being tried over and over and over again in Bunkerville. But as we saw this happening, and we're going to go to our correspondent, Michael Zimmerman, in just a moment. He's with the Hurricanes. I want to play what happened on Sunday show with Chris Wallace, this back and forth between Chris Wallace and Rex Tillerson. I think it's very interesting that Chris Wallace puts this out there saying you've got a lot of international criticism talking about Trump's response to what happened in Charlottesville, criticism for United Nations. How does that impact your ability to do your job, taking it as a given that Donald Trump did the wrong thing? Donald Trump did not do the wrong thing. But then, of course, Rex Tillerson piles on in a very interesting way. Here's that clip.
International issue. A UN committee this week criticized the Trump administration its failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations. And here was the president in Phoenix this week talking more about the media than he was about the neo-Nazis and the Klan. Here he is.
The only people giving a platform to these hate groups is the media itself and the fake news.
And that's what Chris Wallace is doing with Fox News.
Make it harder for you to push American values around the world when some foreign leaders question the president's values.
Chris, we express America's values from the State Department. We represent the American people. We represent America's values, our commitment to freedom, our commitment to equal treatment of people the world over, and that message has never changed.
And when the president gets into the kind of controversy he does and the U.N. committee responds the way...
Oh, gee, when the U.N. committee responds...
It seems to say they begin to doubt whether we're living those values.
I don't believe anyone doubts the American people's values or the commitment of the American government or the government's agencies to advancing those values and defending those values.
And the president's values?
And the president speaks for himself, Chris.
Are you separating yourself from that, sir?
I've made my own comments as to our values as well in a speech I gave to the State Department this past week.
What arrogance. What arrogance. How long is this guy got in the Trump White House? Clearly, Trump should get rid. He comes out and says, we at State Department, we express America's values from the State Department. Let me explain to you. When we talk about the swamp in Washington, for the longest time, the State Department has been known as Foggy Bottom. It is Swamp Central. And Rex Tillerson identifies with that. He said, we represent America's values. And then Chris Wall says, and the president's values? Because, you know, the president's been criticized by the United Nations, so therefore he must not represent America's values. And Tillerson said, well, the president speaks for himself. Are you separating yourself from the president? I've spoken. I have made my own comments as well in a speech that I gave to the State Department this past week. So we have America's true values, America's true interests at heart, not the president, says Rex Tillerson. And Axios has reported that sources inside the Trump administration have told him that there is a ticking problem with Rex Tillerson, and it's growing louder by the day, citing officials inside and out and close to the White House. They said after Trump returned from a meeting on Afghanistan, a source, we don't know who the source is, recalled Trump saying, Rex just doesn't get it. He's totally establishment in his thinking. Trump is getting more and more fed up with Tillerson, who has still yet to staff his agency. Well, why does he need to staff his agency? I mean, he's got it filled with people from the Council on Foreign Relations. He's got it filled with people from the Obama administration. He's got exactly what he wants. Rex Tillerson has been a globalist from day one. He has opposed Trump, opposed him for 6 months on the Paris Climate Agreement, telling Trump that he did not need to distance himself or unsign what President Obama signed. And, of course, that was a lie, and he was pushing the globalist agenda then, and now he is directly criticizing, along with Fox News' Chris Wallace, directly criticizing the president, putting the words of the United Nations out there. Look, just as we saw in Berkeley, just as we've seen in every Trump event from the beginning of the campaign, through the campaign, and after the election, we have seen these leftist, socialist, Marxist, Antifa people show up and get violent with the people who were peacefully attending a political rally, attacking them, attacking the police. That's what Trump was talking about. It isn't equivocating these people to the Ku Klux Klan, but quite frankly, they should be equivocated to them because they're cut from the same cloth. These people have fascist tendencies, just as the KKK and the neo-Nazis have fascist tendencies. They want to shut down free speech. They want to do it violently. And there is an equivocation to be made with them. And we need to make that very clear and not back down from that. I thought what Trump said was spot on. And I think most of the people in this country did. But, of course, the establishment press and the State Department and Rex Tillerson and Chris Wallace do not like what he had to say. Joining us now is Michael Zimmerman. Michael, are you in a safe place now?
Safer than where we were earlier, for sure.
All right, tell us what you're seeing now and give us a little bit of background. What's going on?
So I was actually able to drive through much of the medical center in Houston. Houston has the largest medical center in the world. It basically looks like most cities' downtown districts, but it is all hospitals, doctor's offices, things like that. And it usually has very bad flooding issues there. But it didn't look like anything was underwater at this time.
Let me stop you right there, because you said it usually has very bad flooding issues. You lived in Houston for a while. I lived in Houston for a while. I was in Houston 35 years ago. I lived there for 3 years, 35 years ago. And I used to see, as you just pointed out, it usually has flooding issues. We all know that Houston floods very, very easily. And when the mayor starts to complain and criticize other people politically, we need to understand that it's local government that needs to do something. They've had decades to do something about the flooding issues that are endemic to Houston. And just like we've seen in many other places, like in Louisiana and so forth, when they have these levee systems, there are other things that they should have, could have done to mitigate some of this. Now, this is an unprecedented flood. Nevertheless, this is a common problem in Houston, as you just pointed out.
Well, in the last large flood here, they actually left the flood doors open to one of the city parking garages in downtown Houston, and water flowed in and destroyed a large number of police vehicles and other city vehicles purchased with your tax dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one could be bothered to go close the door.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you've had an amazing two or three days there as you've been trying to skirt the chaos and the floods in that area. What are your plans now?
Well, I'm going to stick around tomorrow, see if we can find out where President Trump's going to be. He's, you know, supposedly coming here tomorrow to, as presidents often do, you know, look at the relief effort and, you know, be boots on the ground there.
That's right.
But going to try to see him, see some other areas in town that are still underwater. Mobility was pretty limited with the freeways being shut down, but more and more roads are starting to open and be passable, so I can get to more parts of the city. But when I arrived last night, I was actually not able to get into downtown, or actually within, you're familiar with Houston, inside of Loop 610, which is a very large chunk of the city, not being able to even enter that. But today I was able to move around more. I'm in the museum district at the moment. It doesn't look like flooding was too bad here. You know, definitely not what we've seen with people being rescued on boats in this part of town. So
were they saying
to keep looking around?
This morning they were saying that the storm was going to go back out to sea, go a bit south, build, and then they're expecting it to come back north and to park over Houston again. Are they still saying that?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Which it looks like the bayous are coping at this point, and water is actually starting to drain from many of these neighborhoods. Earlier, when I was on with Alex and Owen, they pulled up these clips, and you could see in these photos where the water line was probably about 6 feet into some of these houses, completely destroyed. But then today, overnight, the water is completely down, and you can drive on the streets. So it's been interesting how things have happened here.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, it's one of the worst towns for this type of thing to happen in Houston, where they have already have problems with drainage, problems with flooding. A real catastrophe there. Thank you, Michael, and keep in touch with us. We'll be looking for more of your reports. And as we look at this, and as I pointed out earlier today, you know, we're talking about this physical flooding that's going on in Houston. If they didn't have a big event like this to take up all the media's attention, they would have to create one. Because at the end of last week, we had all the central bankers in the world meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, talking about what they're going to do to the rest of us, to the precariat, to the people who are in a precarious economic position because of their globalist policies and who present a precarious danger to the globalist elite. And I just got finished watching with my family a series that I thought was really excellent. If you haven't seen it, there's very few movies that are done about the Revolutionary War because Hollywood doesn't seem to be interested in it for some reason or the other. I think I know why, as we see them tear down the monuments. But they typically don't do movies about the American Revolution. This one stretched over four seasons. It had a very interesting perspective in terms of looking at the people who were the eyes and ears of Washington behind the scenes in terms of his spies. It was, I think, the best Revolutionary War series that I've ever seen in terms of the quality, in terms of the acting and the writing and so forth. But there was one part of it that I thought was very interesting, and it's something that we've seen over and over again. At one point, the British government decided that they were going to undermine the revolutionaries by printing counterfeit currency. Now, of course, we did the same thing in World War II. The Germans did it, tried to do it to us. We did it to them to a certain extent. It is an act of war when you counterfeit currencies. But as we looked at these bankers who were meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming over the weekend, that's precisely what they're doing. You know, we have in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, nothing but gold and silver coin to be tendered in payment of debts. What is it about that that they don't get? Why is it that we can't audit what this private corporation, the Federal Reserve, does to control our money supply, to essentially run or destroy our economy with counterfeit printing, with massive fiat currency, that there is no gold or silver behind it. They have broken that link, or that was done back in the Nixon administration. That was done with the idea of Henry Kissinger, that we would tie it to the petrodollar, that we'd work with the Saudis to create a worldwide currency. And yet, at this meeting that they had in Jackson Hole, that's precisely what they're doing. As we see Houston literally being flooded with water, and we see the damage that is done to people's lives, their life savings gone, their homes gone, we know that the Federal Reserve has the same capability to destroy people's lives, to take their homes, to destroy their life savings by flooding us with fiat currency and by manipulating the interest rate. So we had Janet Yellen, who was preaching the wonders of regulation, things like the Dodd-Frank bill, which was set up to take small banks out of business. That is going back to the roots of the 2008 crash. It was in the 1990s, under the Clinton administration, that they began consolidating the banks. And I remember very well when that happened. It happened in North Carolina. It involved Nations Bank, which was headquartered in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. It involved the merger of Nations Bank with Bank of America. Bank of America moved their headquarters to Charlotte, North Carolina, and they kept the name Bank of America. They kept the geographical location there in Charlotte. And at the time, as his chief of staff, there was a guy named Erskine Bowles from North Carolina. People were saying, we cannot approve this merger. Many opposed it. They said, this is going to cause a race, and we're going to end up with about a half dozen banks, which is exactly what happened. Everybody set off, once they approved that, once the Clinton administration approved that for these people in North Carolina, for Erskine Bowles and the others who were pushing this, for moving the headquarters of what would then be the largest bank, the combined assets of Nations Bank and Bank of America. Once they did that, that set off a run of mergers, and we wound up with about a half dozen banks that were too big to fail. At the same time, Bill Clinton got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which was supposed to stop speculative investments by financial institutions like banks that were covered by federal deposit insurance. All of that came together in a perfect storm and created, I would argue, more financial disaster than we're going to see out of this massive storm in Houston. Yes, it's going to have economic consequences, especially for the people that are there. And it's going to have national consequences. We're already told that because of the number of oil refineries in that area, we can expect to see gas prices go up by at least 25 cents per gallon, maybe more, depending on how long this lasts and how much damage is done there. But you know what the economic disaster of 2008 led to. This pumping of people into these speculative investments is both the combined actions of the Federal Reserve and the actions of these banks that created these speculative derivatives that took everybody down. And yet we have Janet Yellen bragging about the benefits of financial regulation. This is Dodd-Frank coming in after the fact, creating regulations that would drive the small community banks out of business if, in fact, any of them survive. Remember when Matt Drudge used to put up on a regular basis 160 banks, small banks have now closed this year, and then the next year 170, and the next year 180. He used to keep a running tab on that, showing articles as this was happening, as we're seeing more and more consolidation in the banking industry even after 2008. So now we have Janet Yellen, and as one British economist tweeted out, he said, so Yellen is talking about the benefits of financial regulation, which basically strangles anybody but the biggest banks, and Mario Draghi from the European Central Bank is talking about the benefits of trade managed by these globalist organizations. He said that means that Jackson Hole is basically a big FU to Trump. And I have to understand, Janet Yellen's term is up in February. And people are saying, well, it looks like she has doomed her chances for a second term at the Fed. She should be dooming the Fed. That should be the end of the Fed. We should not be allowing this private organization to do whatever they wish to manage our economy, just like the rest of these central bankers. We should not allow them to manage our economy without giving an answer to our elected representatives. That's what Audit the Fed is about. And that's one of the reasons why they shut down Ron Paul. It's one of the reasons why they shut down my video on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Fed. I compared it to the phony events that were being managed in It's a Wonderful Life. I called it, It's a Wonderful Lie. And it's a lie that is very wonderful for the central government and the people who want to manipulate our economy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this last segment. And again, tomorrow morning you can join us on Real News with David Knight. You can find that. That's the name of the YouTube channel. You can find it streaming there, or you can find it streaming on Facebook at Real News X2. That's facebook.com/Real News X2. You can find it streaming there as well. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of the specials that we put up at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. We have a super combo, Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 45% off. A limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, there's no question that you need selenium and you need iodine. Selenium supports the immune system, the DNA production, thyroid health, and eyesight. Iodine is one of the things that supports your healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, and many other things. Even the CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Things like, you know, scurvy if you don't get enough vitamin C. There are consequences if you don't get these essential elements here. Iodine, selenium. There's no question that you need these in your diet. The question is, what is the quality of source that you're going to get? Are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that has fillers in it? Our selenium is BioTrue Selenium. We call it that because it is not GMO. It is organic. It's made from mustard seeds, so it's a great source of selenium. And our nascent iodine comes from a deep earth source of iodine. Both of those are very pure, very high quality. You can't get any higher quality, and now you can get them at 45% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a limited time flash special. Our flash specials usually only go for a day or two. This is 57% off Super Male Vitality. That's the deepest discount we've had for Super Male Vitality since we have introduced it. We've never discounted it to 57%, and it's one of our earliest supplements that we sold. Take a look at our site that has over 3,500 reviews. Of course, these are monitored by a third-party review site. Super Male Vitality now has 4.6 out of 5. That's an unprecedented rating. 3,500 reviews. Take a look at what people are saying that they get with this, how this helps them. Take a look and see if it's something that you think would help you, and you can try it if you haven't tried it before. 57% off. If you've tried it and you like it, you can get it now at a deep, deep discount. Never been discounted this much. Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time flash special. Now, I began talking about what YouTube did to one of the videos that we had this week. We've been in operation here with Real News just for a week, and already we've had YouTube put an age restriction on one of our videos. And the title of the video was Pedophile Government Grooms Kindergartners. And this is based off a story that Kit Daniels put on InfoWars.com talking about the fact that in California they were pushing transgender confusion on children in kindergarten. That is not age appropriate. I talked about the fact that we have the idea of the age of consent just for that reason. And I remember that just a few years ago, we had a father in Massachusetts who was concerned because he didn't want his 8-year-old going to the sex education class. And this was heterosexual at the time. This is not anything like the transgender confusion that we're seeing here. And they arrested him. And when he protested, they said, no, there's a doctrine called in loco parentis, in place of the parents. Once you drop your child off at the schoolroom door, you have relinquished control of your child to the state. That is why they say they can do this. And yet, we have YouTube putting any restriction on us talking about what they are doing to our children. Stay with us tomorrow. We're going to be back at 8 a.m. Central Time.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.0.